a word for you from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability. What a powerful word for this new year. For, in fact, your whole life to come. Here, Peter is warning those who are to read this letter. It was inspired by God, and now it is even scripture for us. He warns them that there are those who twist what, as Peter says, Brother Paul has written. Let's read it in verse 15, where he says, "And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him. So he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do with other scriptures." So here Peter, in ending the letter, ends not just on a note of comfort, but on a note of warning, and telling the disciples, those who had turned to Christ, to be very careful not to be like others who had twisted Paul's words. In other words, Peter was already beginning to regard what God had inspired Paul to write as the truth of scriptures, and as deadly to twist Paul's words as with other scriptures, as we have now read at the end of verse 16. Isn't it wonderful that Peter, though he was the more mature apostle, the chief apostle, the one who had the keys, now has such a glorious relationship with Paul and humbles himself before Paul that he doesn't regard him as competition, not at all. He hasn't split off or told Paul to go his own way. There was a time when he could have been tempted to do that. Remember when Paul rebuked Peter for being a hypocrite, when he was very comfortably sitting together with some Gentile Christians, and then some legalist Jewish Christians walked in who were still bound by the old law, true Christians but not yet understanding the new covenant, and then he felt uncomfortable and sidled over to another seat because he didn't want to be associated with the Gentile Christians, lest he should blemish his own character. U Petru waba namahloni ngabafundi base bezizwe. But Paul rebuked him openly, and now we find Peter humbling himself and thanking God for what Paul has written. And he says in our verse, "You therefore, beloved, don't be like those who twist the scriptures."